But how to make a 38 fire a 22 caliber bullet? That's where the sabot comes in. The unsub takes a plastic rod and turns it until it's the diameter of a 38 caliber bullet. He then cuts the rod to the same length as a 38 slug, and this isn't child's play. Center drills the piece of plastic with a 22 caliber hole. He cuts the piece of plastic lengthwise in three equal pieces, then glues the pieces back together at the base. Voila! He has made a sabot. Now he removes a 22 slug from its casing. Then he simply pushes the slug into the center of the sabot from the top, inserts the entire thing into a 38 caliber casing, and loads a 38 caliber size bullet into his revolver. Upon being fired from the barrel of the gun, the sabot's three pieces will fall apart, leaving the 22 caliber projectile to continue on and strike the victim. And the unsub ejects the shell casing, then walks away with his 38 revolver, leaving no one the wiser. "We're talking serious thought here," Rainey said, "and knowledge of guns. Sabots have been around since the earliest firearms, but it's not like everyone's using them."
"Now that we know what it is, can we trace the bullet?"
"Not the slug," Sanders said, and got a wicked gleam in his eye. "But you can sure as hell trace the plastic."
"Ballistics has already reassembled the three pieces, and they form a perfect model of a 38 projectile, right down to the rifling marks." "Don't be an ass, Sanders. Tell us what we've got." The state detective's face fell.
"Yeah, well, that brings me to the bad news. So far, the sabot doesn't match with anything we have. Not with the 38 revolver recovered from Danny, or with any other revolvers or slugs whose rifling marks we have on file."
"Drug fire," Quincy said.
"No," Sanders groaned. "Not again."
"Absolutely," Rainey overruled him. "Face it, Sanders, you can only check statewide. Through the drug fire databases, Quincy can cover the whole country for a match with another 38 slug used in a crime. The sabot goes to the Fed."
"And what has he done with my computers lately?"